AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Brett Johnson with you here on a Friday afternoon. So periodically over the years, you might have remembered me talking about how prior to getting into the radio industry, I used to be an accountant. And well, if you look at the calendar right now, it is April 22nd, and a little less than a week ago, it of course was tax day. And something I talk about every year around tax day is just the absurdity of our tax filing system in the United States and how complex it is. Are you like a lot of people that ends up stressing out those first couple weeks of April, or generally taking 1 week every year where you have to file your taxes and you know it's going to be 1 week of stress? Well, it doesn't actually have to be that way. We could have a much easier way to file our taxes in the United States. In fact, the IRS could do your tax return for you, which of course would save you a lot of stress so you're not having to spend all of that time making sure you have the right paperwork, having the right receipts. The IRS would have your tax return for you and you wouldn't have to do any work. It would be a lot easier of a system. So joining us to talk about that is Cliff Robb, who teaches about personal finance and human behavior at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, as he was recently quoted in the Minnesota Reformer and Wisconsin Examiner in a column talking about how our tax filing system could be a whole lot easier in the United States. Cliff, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we do admittedly have a very complicated tax system in the United States. I don't think anyone would dispute that whatsoever. But as I think you were talk about in the column in the Minnesota Reformer, it's even more complicated if you don't have a tax preparer or a tax professional that can help out with your tax return, since, well, it takes several days for a lot of people to get their returns done, correct?
That's correct. So a lot of people are, you know, provided with documents from their employer and any other sources, and that can be very complicated because you receive a lot of information in the mail, and the expectation is that you have to now translate that information into a form that the government will accept as a return, right? So it's just challenging.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've done that a few times myself where I didn't use a tax preparer and try to do taxes myself, and it was not fun. Even though I'm a former accountant myself, it still took a lot of time, which isn't a lot of fun. So how does filing your taxes work in other countries compared to the United States? Because as I understand it, our system is very unique.
It is. And obviously it's going to vary from country to country, but a lot of other developed countries, and especially a lot of countries in Europe, it's a much simpler system where, you know, on tax day, what you do is you receive a message from the government that tells you, here's your tax bill. So you basically receive your bill in the mail. Now, that might be a refund, it might be money owed, but it's just a really straightforward process where you either click to accept the numbers that have been provided to you by the government, or you have an option to essentially provide a dispute if you believe there's an error in the accounting, and you can submit your own estimated taxes that you think are the correct numbers.
So how are other countries able to do it? Is that their tax system much less complicated than the United States? Or talk about why they're able to do this and why in the United States we, for whatever reason, can't put together this type of system.
So again, I don't think it's necessarily coming down to the complexity of tax code, although I do, not being a pure expert on tax code alone, I do think the United States has one of the more convoluted tax code systems if you're looking at other developed countries. But I don't think that's the driver. I really think it's the fact that, you know, our federal government has, especially for the vast majority of taxpayers, has all the data they need. This would not be a complex thing for them to do. There are challenges within our system, and I think a lot of it comes down to the fact that we have entrenched interests that exist within the agencies that help people with their tax filing. There's a lot of interest in providing software to support people filing taxes, providing tax assistance programs. And even though a lot of those programs are geared or marketed as free or low cost, there's lots of ways that they don't necessarily meet that condition.
What's kind of mind-blowing to me is that I hear about how the IRS has been perpetually underfunded for years and years, but you're contending that even if we were to implement this type of system where we would be sending everybody their own tax returns, and like you said, if they dispute it, they can certainly file their own disputes and say, hey, IRS, you're missing this data. But generally speaking, even though the IRS is underfunded right now, it really wouldn't take that many more resources to get this type of system implemented, correct?
It really wouldn't. And what's really, I think, fascinating when you look at it, I have seen some compelling data that due to the fact that a large percentage of Americans don't file at all, we're ending up with a lot of refunds not going out to Americans. So money that they're owed from the system should be going back to them. And I also think on the other side of things, as you mentioned, the IRS is severely underfunded, understaffed. I feel like they probably aren't able to effectively really audit as well as they should be. So they're probably leaving money on the table with the current process of kind of just trusting that people are filing the correct numbers.
And I'm assuming in other countries where people generally do have their own revenue service, fill out their own tax returns, I'm assuming citizens are generally receptive to this and not exactly clamoring for an American system where they have to do their own taxes and then send it off to their own revenue service and say, hey, is this correct? I'm guessing these are rather popular programs in other countries.
Absolutely. And you look at it, because if you're talking about, you know, if you have maybe an extremely high net worth individual or someone who owns an independent company, you can still have your own accountancy work being done. You can still be doing all that cross-checking, right? And so when that number comes from the government, you really are comfortable knowing that they got it right or they didn't based on your own figures. But for your average citizen, for your simple customer, our taxes aren't that complicated and they shouldn't be. So why wouldn't we just get a simple bill in the mail that says, hey, here's your refund, or here's how much we think you owe us right now. So it really is kind of a crazy concept.
Now, I'm not sure how deep into the weeds we can get on this, but let's say someone in another country, just as an example, does dispute what's on the form that the government sends back to them saying either you're getting this much money refunded or you owe this much money to the government. How does that appeal system generally work? Because I imagine if people are hearing this, they're thinking, well, I don't want to appeal to the IRS and challenge them since they're a big, strong government agency. So talk about that aspect a little bit in terms of how appeals might work in other countries or even here in the United States if we were to implement that type of system where the IRS would actually send out tax returns to individual citizens.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I see it more as it's almost like in where you are kind of self-selecting an audit. And so you would think about it this way. So if the government sent you a number and they've underestimated, I don't necessarily have a huge incentive unless I'm just super civic-minded to dispute that, right? I'm likely only going to trigger an audit if I feel like I stand to benefit. And I want to know, and the idea is I'm triggering the audit. And so if I know I have good data to support my claim, if I can say, hey, this actual form just got left out, or this piece of income is being taxed in a way that it shouldn't be, and I've got the data to dispute it, why wouldn't I dispute it? So I think it's one of those cases where you can really see it would be beneficial and it could be doable. And again, it's more like a self-triggered audit than the traditional audit we think about.
And you're absolutely right. I don't think anyone's going to dispute saying, well, actually, I think IRS, I owe you more money than what you're reporting. Yeah, really, no one's ever going to certainly be doing that. A couple more final questions for you. Again, we are speaking with Cliff Robb, who teaches about personal finance and human behavior at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. So I would say maybe about two decades ago in the early 2000s, there was a push to push through a system where the IRS would be sending out, well, their own tax returns to individual systems, but that effort was largely quashed about 15 to 20 years ago. Was that, again, just due to pushback from some of these tax filing companies, whether it's TurboTax or I'm trying to think of the other ones out there, H&R Block? Is it really just industry that's kind of been holding us back from switching to this type of system?
I mean, when you look at the data, I think that is the largest factor feeding into this, because you look at the differentiation between this is a consumer interest issue. But obviously, consumers who are filing their taxes are a widespread group that doesn't have a collective voice in a lot of cases, whereas these larger entities that are functionally providing a service in the marketplace and making a lot of money on that service, they have that nice entrenched interest and they have lobbying power. And they have a singular voice of, we want to make sure that we still have a stake at the table. And so I think the average consumer just really doesn't realize how simple tax paying or the tax process could be. And so we've just come to accept this idea that it's going to be an agonizing week of my life once a year, or, you know, I'm going to have to get all this paperwork and get it to my accountant. It's still stressful. I think one thing that isn't always accounted for when we think about costs of tax paying is the kind of stress piece, the personal stress cost. And that's something that's often ignored.
Yeah, absolutely. And at least right now, do you think there is any will to switch our tax system right now, or is there any push for it, or just kind of given our very polarized political times, is that just not realistic, or is nobody really even making a push right now for trying to switch our tax filing system?
I mean, it's always something that's out there, but I haven't seen like a real hard push lately from any, like, I haven't seen someone be like, this is the plan in which they're going to either run for re-election, or that they're going to push is like, this is the agenda item that's top of the list for them. So I do think there's always some discussion of it. It gets bandied around every few years, or some variation like it gets talked about. But yeah, I don't know that the political will is there right now. And I don't know that, again, it's an education piece. It's a piece of helping consumers understand why you should be pushing for this, or would this really make a difference in your lives? Getting the will behind it, I think, is a challenge.
Absolutely. And that's generally why at least once a year I talk about this topic being around April 15th, because we have such an easier system we could switch to, but yet it never happens. And we continue going down this same circle every single year. As you talk about, people get stressed out trying to do their taxes by April 15th, or procrastinating until the last minute, or automatically knowing that, well, 1 week of your life is just going to be miserable because you have to put together all of these tax forms, but yet life could be so much simpler. So I'm glad you're talking about it, because I think it, and that's again why I talk about it every year, because life could be so much easier if we could just make this switch.
Exactly.
Well, we have been speaking with Cliff Robb, who again teaches about personal finance and human behavior at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, talking about how our tax system in the United States could be a whole lot easier, but we just need to get that political will to actually make those changes. Cliff, thanks so much for joining me on the show today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, let's take a break and send things back over to Matt McNeil on AM 950.